This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will travel to Israel this week as part of his sixth urgent mission to the Middle East since the Israelis' war with Hamas began in October, as relations between the U.S. and Israel have soured. A State Department spokesman said Blinken would discuss with Israeli leadership negotiations to secure the release of hostages, as well as how to defeat Hamas, including in Rafah, in ways that protect civilians. He was in Saudi Arabia Wednesday and will be in Egypt on Thursday for talks focused on the war. In U.S. presidential campaigning news, President Joe Biden highlighted plans to lower housing costs during stops across the U.S. state of Nevada, taking aim at high rents and blasting the policies of Republican challenger and former U.S. President Donald Trump. Biden told Latino voters in the U.S. state of Arizona they're the reason he defeated Trump in 2020 and that he needed them to win again.
You're the reason why, in large part, I beat Donald Trump. Yes. Let's beat him again.
And some controversial comments by Trump in an interview on Sebastian Gorka's America First radio program. He was asked about the Democrats' growing criticism of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over his handling of the war in Gaza. And here's what Trump said.
Any Jewish person that votes for Democrats hates their religion. They hate everything about Israel, and they should be ashamed of themselves because Israel would be destroyed. You have Iran now making a nuclear weapon. None of that would have happened with me.
You can follow the Voice of America on social media, Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube. You can also check us out online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ireland's prime minister